Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 9th of April, 2022. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Appreciate you being here. We love the beautiful spring weather. It's exciting. I was going to say something, but Denise is going to get mad at me, but I wasn't quite sure what I'm not. I don't care. Denise gets mad at me, and we love each other to death. Look, here's the deal. I didn't know it was time to start, and I realized, crap, it's time to start. You know how I knew? Denise walked in.
Welcome, Denise.
Welcome, Denise. We love you. It's always like, is Denise coming in? Cal, she is.
I feel so welcome.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about some interesting things. We got a case or no case. Whether or not the law allows county health directors to have authority to tell people to mask up. We're going to talk a little bit about that, some lawsuits that occurred in Nebraska concerning that. We're going to talk about a Tennessee flood, a very tragic flood, and lawsuits from that. And then probably the most interesting one that we saved for number three, and probably we're going to push it till, I'd say, midway through the hour. You're going to love what you hear a juror say to get out of trying to become a juror. So when you go into to become a juror, they ask you questions, and there's two reasons they can kick you out or let you go. For cause, which means you've got a legitimate reason you shouldn't be there, or that you have peremptory challenges. You can, you know, kick off a jury for pretty much, by the way, the laws are in the middle of changing on this issue, but pretty much just you don't have to say why. But we're going to let you know what this interesting juror had to say to the judge.
It's got
to
be one of the most creative and yet honest answers.
It was direct and honest. It was crazy.
I can't imagine it not being the truth, given what was said. So
that'll be a fun
well,
one.
Well, all I got to say is, you know, maybe she shouldn't have been released. You should say, well, that's just too bad. You know, that's maybe what a lot of times judges say that. Too bad. 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in. 855-529-7234. Look, go seek legal counsel. We're just giving, talk about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice, so don't try to think that we're, you know, pushing anything on you, except around the dinner table with the in-laws. Yes, you can go ahead and bring up Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. I always want people to know that. So what did you guys do? Let me tell you what we did over the week, during the week. Sometimes people say, oh, they want us to get right away to the topics, but I don't want to, because I want to do anecdotal things. And one of the anecdotal things is I want to tell you that I flew this week for business to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Yeah, it is. And you know what? I really like Oklahoma. It was actually really pretty, I thought. At least, it is where I came in. But the shock, and I showed Todd this. I haven't showed Cal or Denise. The shock of being in Oklahoma City during the week. It was about 2:30. I was staying downtown in the Sheraton Hotel, right near where OKC basketball, their basketball arena, and the conference center was. And by the way, they had a massive conference there, a legal conference there, down in – so assume they've got a big – lot of people there.
Well, I hope it was legal.
Well, it was
legal. An illegal conference.
Well,
would be
it
bad.
Could have been an illegal conference, but it was – but who knows? But I walked across the street to get a Subway. And there was nobody on. You could have jaywalked. You never would have got hit by a car.
Wow.
And it was just amazing, the traffic compared to California. And we do live in California or the West Coast. My gosh, it was at 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon. And then afterwards, around 10 o'clock at night, we walked home from the conference to our hotel. And there was nobody there. Denise, it was like a ghost town. I haven't showed it to you yet. It's like, what is going on here? But we're just used to the California hustle and bustle of, even during COVID, it's just nonstop. So
were you able to observe any, wind sweeping down the plane at all?
It's exactly what, funny you say that.
Wave of wheat?
Wow, was the wind howling. We came down and landed with a 35 to 40 mile per hour side wind.
Wow.
And the plane was just like sideways when it was landing. And I was like, ooh.
Is it one of those places where if the wind stops, the buildings fall over? I mean, that's what like Idaho.
But Oklahoma, beautiful, beautiful state. Those of you in Oklahoma listening to us, we appreciate you. I learned to love it. The people are super nice there. Super.
They're going to have to change the lyrics to Oklahoma, where your plane doesn't fly straight because of the wind.
It was literally sideways. And my partner that was with me, my law partner, said he was white as a ghost. White as a ghost. And
You walked away from the landing. That's a pilot's definition of a good landing, so you did well.
Yeah, the pilots did a great job. So anyway, that was my weekend. And Denise, yours was, you're still standing, you're doing better?
No.
Okay, her back still hurts. Pray for Denise. And we're trying to help her out, and Todd just still has the same life.
Just busy, busy week. In court every day this week. Woo!
The twisted mind of Todd Kuhnen.
Yes, well, illegal. I got a mind like a steel trap, rusty and illegal in 32 states. So.
Todd's a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in California and Tennessee, is a public defender, so he is our criminal law guy. Denise does family law, and I'm a personal injury lawyer. And Cal thinks he's a lawyer, and he's our producer. So.
I do. I'll give you any legal answer to any question
you might have. Oh, that's illegal. I'll say that all the time.
With that, Cal, do we have any time just to start and tell us what the case or no case is about?
Yeah, I think I might even have time to do the whole setup.
Just do a setup.
Let me get to my script here.
Get to your script.
Yeah. Let me roll the open first. That would be the most helpful thing. Now it's time for...
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story of a man who lived in New York City back when the New York Giants and the Brooklyn Dodgers played baseball at, their respective venues. And a foul ball came into the stands, and he kept it. And the usher came and said, "Sir, you cannot keep that ball. You need to give us the ball back." And he said, "I'm not going to." So they took him and they removed him from the game. And he said, "Well, that doesn't seem right. I pay my price. It doesn't say on the ticket I have to give the ball back, the little contract on the back of the ticket. So I'm not going to give it back. And by the way, I think I may have a case or no case." And that's really what it all comes down to. That is the gist of our first case with baseball season coming up.
Can I comment on that?
Yeah.
You know what? Nowadays, footballs, you're supposed to give the football back with the NFL, but actually they a lot of times they'll put the they put up, when they kick a field goal, they put up the net. But baseballs, I think this, Cal, without getting into it, I think I know how this all started. I think this is how it started, where people keep the baseballs. Probably originally they used to throw the baseballs back or give them back, right?
Well, that was the point. The tradition was the usher would come and get them to save the owners
year?
A couple of bucks for the ball.
What was the
1920-something. Early. I mean, it was the San Francisco, the New York Giants playing at Polo Ground, so it was a while ago.
Interesting. So should we just, can I?
Yeah,
can
you I got start? A minute. You got a minute. Tell me what you think. Yeah.
I think this is an absolute scenario, but not a case. The guy didn't sue, but it was a situation where baseball decided, you know what? We're just going to let the people keep this ball, because probably they were expensive at the time, and they only had so much money, right? But nowadays, everybody keeps the ball, even the footballs they keep now. So call it a souvenir. We'll be back after this and see what Denise and Todd have to say about the case scenario, but not a case, according to Fred Penny.
Yeah, now in the high school games, you got to give them back. And Little League, they do cost too much money for them. We'll be back with the answer to case or no case and more as Radio Law Talk continues. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is a little announcement.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Law Talk.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Oh, come on.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
We're back talking about case or no case. This is about the 1920s when they played baseball in New York, and it was the New York Giants back then, and a foul ball came or a home run, whatever, and I don't remember which it was, and the usher came down to the person who caught the ball out in the stands and said, okay, we'd like it back, and, you know, to bring it back in and play with that baseball again. But now, obviously, they don't return the baseballs. And Cal said, is that a case or no case? Was a case brought by the individual that caught the ball and said, hey, wait a minute, this is my baseball. And they said, no, it's not. And did he bring a lawsuit about it? And I said, no, it was just a scenario.
His name, by the way, was Reuben Berman. And he said, I was humiliated during the ejection. I was distressed. Therefore, I was damaged. And so he went to his attorney and took that matter to him and asked if he had a case or no case. And Todd, did he or did he not?
All right, so, yes, I think I'll go out. What the heck, we're early and, you know, it's April. Sure, I'll say that this was a case.
Opening day weekend.
Opening day weekend, this was a case. and Reuben prevails.
Really?
And because Reuben prevails, that's why Major League Baseball lets people just keep the foul balls now. Because it's cheaper to let them keep a foul ball than the bad press of ejecting somebody and having to defend yourself in a lawsuit that ultimately you could lose. So just let them keep it. Case, Reuben wins.
Denise, what do you think about this? Case or no case?
I think that you made it entirely up. So I think that it's no case.
Well, thank you. So no case. Okay, well, that's fair enough. So those of you,
all right, let's
those
figure
of
this
you
out.
Who say this was oh, a gosh. Case, that was Todd. Well, Todd, congratulations.
Oh, Todd, nailed it. An actual case.
He sued the Giants for $20,000 for public humiliation, mental and physical distress and damages, and he won. And because of that, the New York Giants created a rule they now call Reuben's Rule. So if you ever get a foul ball, think of Reuben and the name of Reuben Berman and think of the New York Giants. In fact, NFL, you talked about that, Fred. I looked up the rules while we were talking about that. In the NFL, if you get a ball in the stands, you may keep it unless it is marked 1-2-K. The kicker balls have to go back. Those
really?
Are special balls with special size, and the kickers really like to use the same ball. They like the way they feel. But now, every ball but the kicker ball in the NFL, at least according to the one usher who posted on this publicly, you don't have to keep them. And that, too, is thanks to Reuben.
Wow.
Do you have to throw back the footballs that are marked TB12 because they've been deflated to a
deflate game.
Asking for a friend.
I know best. They're softer and easier to catch.
Yes. Not much. Deflate, only if you're playing the Colts.
Yeah. And that is case or no case. I do have a good case and no case for you next hour, too. I'm going to take you to Nyack, New York, where everybody is a constitutional lawyer, including one guy who wanted to meet with the county clerk and didn't want to show any stinking ID. That's coming up next hour on case or no case. There you have it.
That's awesome. That was a good one. I like that one.
You.
Even though I lost that, I like that one, Cal. That was a good one. Look, here's the question that's been a lot of people. This question has come up quite a few times. The question is, what, if anything, does a health director in the county, what power does that health director have to force or require a mask mandate? Okay. So why does this come up? How does this come up? Well, it came up because in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, the local Omaha, Nebraska, you know, health director mandated that everyone wear masks or certain criterion where they have to wear a mask. And the Nebraska Attorney General's office says, no, not so fast. You do not have that authority, and or you can't do that because the state or the AG's office said, no, we're not masking up. So everybody has always asked me that question. Fred, they can't do that. Can a county health director legally have the right? Because don't forget, they're not elected officials, right? They are bureaucrats. Can they require mask mandate? Denise or Todd, what do you think? And Cal, what do you think? Let's go to each of you and just say what you think in general without going into too much detail. Let's start with Denise. Without talking to the case. Don't talk about the Nebraska case. We're going to talk about that.
I personally think.
Not personally. It's no, the law. Not the personal.
Oh,
the law.
No, I want personal.
No, we just talk about the law. This
well,
is the law.
Law
we
don't care about that. The law was unsettled. In this, well, I can't talk about the case, but the law is unsettled. That's what I will tell you. I personally believe that the law is that they will have the authority if they're backed by a city or county government. But the actual health director themselves does not have the personal authority to issue such a mandate.
That's you're so no wonder we have Denise. That was absolutely
she's amazing.
Intelligent. Go ahead.
So
now do we go to the unintelligent?
Yes, the food goes in here. That's what I are. It depends on who did what at the strip club. No. Listen.
And he's pointing to his ear, folks.
That's right. That's right. Well, I have an eating disorder. I eat through my ears. Here's the thing. I think it varies depending on the county and state. It really comes down to what has the legislature authorized in terms of power that can be given to or invested in the county health department, the health department dude. That's a legal term.
We're gonna talk more about the health department dude when we come back from these breaks. Notice I did say from the intelligent to the unintelligent. We'll be back, and then we'll take in another unintelligent one. That's Cal Hunter will maybe
That'd be me. I'll give you the correct answer.
Okay, the non-lawyer. We'll be back. Call us at 855-RADIO. Oh, what is it? What, 855? What?
Law Radio.
Law Radio. Yeah, yeah.
529-7234.
Nice one, Denise. Thank you. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. HealthWarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670.
USA Radio News.
The district attorney investigated the May 24th massacre that killed two teachers and 19 students in Uvalde, Texas, revealed that she has been meeting with families of victims to update them on the ongoing investigation. District Attorney Christina Mitchell Busby made a statement to ABC News. Her comments come the day after some in the public tore into her and other leaders for keeping them in the dark about the ongoing probe into the Robb Elementary School shooting.
Don't do what you can do as a mayor. Go beyond that. I know there's a limit on what you can do. Go beyond that. What if it was your kid? You what? You can't say nothing.
I can't.
No,
you're right.
Can.
You're right, I can't.
We understand that. So do your part for us.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is no fun. Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, we're back enjoying ourselves. So that was a fast 3 minutes, Cal.
Yeah, what's actually, if that's our long break, that's our five-minute break.
Our
long
six,
one, yeah.
Our six.
Five, whatever it is. The big
five
one,
minute,
anyway.
Yeah.
5-4-3.
Five,
long break.
Three. Oh, it is. 5-4-3. We were talking about, by the way, we're going to talk about Boris Becker when we come back to his bankruptcy. We're talking about that during the break. But
the tennis guy?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Wow.
But let's talk about the health director. And we were finishing up with Todd. And then now
inarticulately
we're.
Inarticulately so.
And then now we're to Cal, the non-lawyer. Ken A., the director of the county health department, make, you know, rules concerning whether or not we have to mask up and COVID rules or not.
The answer to that question is yes. That is because in many states, the authorities given to the Board of Supervisors or whatever they call them that run the county, and most counties have a public health officer, and they hand off that authority to that person. They exercise their authority through the health officer and give them that.
So I'm going to disagree with
California,
that.
That's
clarify
what's happening in our
one
county.
Thing.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to say you're wrong, Cal, because they do not have the authority, but they can decide. Like, so it's semantics, Cal.
Yes.
So the answer is no, they don't have the authority, but yes, they can do it through the government, the legislator,
yeah,
and
the
county supervisors.
Through the supervisors.
That's right.
Right.
That's exactly right. So, but they don't have the authority. They do it through them. So I think we're saying the same thing, Cal.
I think they do a recommendation to the county supervisors, and the county supervisors then.
They either sign off or not.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so, but the county doesn't make up the rules. The health director does, was my point. So.
No, but also ability to do it within the city too.
Right.
So it just depends, but it's not the actual person that runs a department. It's the government behind
city council,
the department, yeah,
the elected officials.
That,
yeah, right.
Go
right.
ahead, Cal. I mean,
I think the most important thing here is to understand that Fred has referred to it, that individual, as the county health director. Cal has used the term county health official. And while both of those may be correct, the incorrect terminology would be county health dude, which is what I said going into the break. Dude is not.
Or dudette.
Or dudette is not the appropriate designation. It's not. If you do a search of your laws, dude or dudette will not show up.
Except in Santa Cruz County. California.
Maybe.
No, I'm just kidding. That's the head of the county is called the head county dude.
So why are we talking about this?
So we're talking about because of a Nebraska
case.
And a Nebraska case, what happened is Omaha, Nebraska, the local county health director mandated masks, and the attorney general's office said, whoa, no, you cannot do that. Brought a lawsuit, and the underlying case, the AG's office, attorney general's, lost. Why did they lose, guys?
Because the first court upheld the ability for the healthcare director to make that mandate. In fact, did not stop or enjoin that healthcare director and let it kind of play out to see what was going to happen.
And the judge said what? I think Todd knows the answer to this. He knows what I'm getting. Why did they do that? What did the judge say?
The judge said, good for you.
No, the judge said, dude, change the laws.
The law, that's right.
That's exactly. So the judge went by what the laws were, which gave the authority, like Cal brought up, to the local health director to make that decision. Now, and the judge basically said, look, guys, change the laws. You don't, you could say, hey, they have no authority. It has to go through the city council, or it has to go through the state legislator, or the governor has to approve. Whatever you do, make the laws up in your state, and we're going to, as the court, we're going to follow that. But as of now, you give, apparently, without going through details, they gave the authority to that individual to make that decision. So what happened during the pandemic, by the way, I don't think there was ever any issues here, guys, prior to COVID. Now you're going to start seeing changes in who has the authority to make that decision, and it's not going to be the county health director. By the way, he was not elected. They're a bureaucrat, and there's issues of constitutionality. Do they have the right to make decisions, and if they're not elected? And the answer is, absolutely, if the government gives them the authority, which they have.
Right, and the AG's office no longer would appeal this decision because it became moot. The mask mandate was lifted in February, so it's going to go away. But I wanted to say this was, it did happen before.
Right.
It happened when polio.
Yeah.
Way back at some kind of a local level, but that was back east. It was some official, it was being challenged whether or not they could force polio vaccinations.
Right.
And so it did happen, but it was, what, 100 years ago?
1922.
But yeah. I think the question is, though, I had a great thought here. But
the bureaucrat make the decision?
Yeah, that was the point. And yes, the elected official, the board of supervisors, they're the focal point. So in our county, they had a recall against the three people who signed up on those regulations, and now they're trying to fire the health director.
Right.
So, you know,
that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's why we have the government.
I think that's happening in my county here, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And specifically in this case, one of the reasons why, one, because the mask mandate is lifted, another reason why it's moot is because the city or the council voted to strip the health director of that authority.
That's exactly right.
There's no longer an issue anymore.
And then the health care director said, I will work with city council and with the county.
Yeah, right. I think in all of this, though, we need to ask the oft-asked question. What about the children? What about the children? Because what they really want to avoid here is a situation that used to take place in all of our grade schools. Timmy, what do you want to be when you grow up? Johnny, what do you want to be when you grow
up? You have to say Jane.
Janie, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everybody says, I want to be the president of the United States. And with this, you know, they want to avoid kids saying, I want to be the county health director.
That, I'm
that's,
telling you right
that's
now.
That's the power that I want.
That's a thankless job, I'll be honest with you.
Remember Howard Baker, the senator from Tennessee? He said, if I want real power, I'm going to get elected the county sheriff.
Run Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. What do you
Well, now you, just, you get appointed to the Board of Elections.
Oh, did he
but I was going to say there is precedent for having a body make up the rules outside of a legislative body. Remember Obamacare? They basically gave the Health and Welfare Department a shell bill and said, you make up the regulations as you go, and we'll support you in them. So, I mean, that's fairly common in government, was my point.
Yeah, right, especially when they don't want to think
right.
and do the work.
Do the job you're paying
them. Let somebody else do it.
Right. It happens all the time. In fact, every time Congress votes to create a new agency that's going to be headed up, they included in the vote to create that agency or continue funding the agency is the directive to those appointed to create the regulations for that. I mean, do you really think Congress or any legislative body is out there voting on whether or not the forms need to be filled out in triplicate 30 days before the date you seek some sort? No, it's all done by the regulations that that the people appointed have to create. Now, there is a rulemaking process that they have to go through, a public rulemaking process where they propose rules and they come back. And my
and they
guess
have
is
to
that
publicly have comment and do that type of stuff in order for it to become
and when that happened,
regulation.
And when that happened, probably in this Nebraska case, years before the pandemic, there were probably people going, yeah, when are we ever going to be affected like that? You know,
yeah.
No big
right.
deal.
I'm in.
And
right.
then it happened, yeah. right?
See, that's the thing. And then that's when the government has to be careful of letting bureaucrats make important decisions and become more too powerful, right?
Yeah,
that's our elected officials need to be do that. That's what I'm saying is Todd nailed it right there by saying it was never an issue. Once COVID hit, the power was in who? Is the local, county, or state
health
directors, right, and health department.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody's scratching their head now, but that's what happens in this country. It ebbs and flows, right?
Sometimes I think that the bureaucrats know more than the elected officials. However,
yeah,
just a point.
Yeah, sometimes.
you see this brought up in movies all the time. Any movie where, like, the president becomes incapacitated and then the attorney general and all the other cabinet members come around, okay, wait, what do we invoke? When can we say that the president is incapacitated? It should go to the vice president and they can no longer function because they're under duress and all these people are talking about it because, look, this just doesn't happen. We don't know what's going on. The reason that is an interesting motif or trope in movies is because it's kind of true to real life. Most people don't know what happens in a situation like that.
Yeah, it may happen, but they don't know what happens.
They
it's like
know.
With Reagan. Could that happen with
Reagan? And then I think our legislator kind of moves pretty slow sometimes, you know, getting things passed. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about a Tennessee flood lawsuit. And then, man alive, you got to wait to hear what this juror says, potential juror. We'll be back after this.
Radio Law Talk does not move at the speed of government. We've got a lot of cases and not much time, so stay tuned. Because more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
That's 800-493.
Oh, no. You're a whiner.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So back in August of 25th, 2021 in Tennessee, there was these tragic, deadly floods and raining, just crazy, the rain that came down in Tennessee and flooded a lot of this area in Tennessee that killed 20 people. And a lawsuit has recently been filed against CSX Transportation, which is the railroads there, and also some local owners of properties that somehow allowed the railroad to lease and or use their land due to the fact that they're claiming, that is, the plaintiffs are claiming that they did not maintain or take care of the drainage, apparently, of this creek going under the railroad tracks, right?
And yeah. Then,
and they're trying to claim that it's Humphrey County is where it is, trying to claim that they kind of formed all the debris stacked up and formed a little dam that caused flooding all over the place. Now, the reason why are we bringing this up? I'm bringing it up for a couple of reasons. The first question is, how can you hold for this crazy deadly flood, how can you hold the railroad at fault? So the first argument the railroad brought up with, and I knew that they, you know, as a plaintiff's lawyer, the first thing they're going to bring up is what's called an act of God, right?
Yep.
There's only so much they can do, and they basically said, and I quote CSX, we maintain and regularly inspected their, you know, tracks, the culverts, and everything about the bridges, according to the policy, our policies, which met or exceeded federal regulations. Now, they got to be very careful here, you know, as people don't realize that lawsuits have a lot to do with the law and a lot to do with how you bring them, right, or how you talk about them. Because this is a tragic situation. So for them to come in and say, you know, just be brutal and mean about it, they've got to be very careful in how they're tactfully say, what can we do? This is an act of God. But here's the thing. The plaintiffs are arguing. They've had this issue before in New
right.
York.
It's not unforeseeable, right?
Yes, and that's the question. So go ahead, Todd or Denise, you're going to...
Well, the only thing I was going to say, just to take a step back, the issue here, the problem that was caused because of the flooding, anytime there's flooding, right, you, normally a river goes down a set bank and it maybe rises a little bit and goes down a little bit with the tide and release from any reservoir upriver or anything like that. But for the most part, the river levels stay pretty static, pretty close. But when a river level rises, any loose debris that is near the shores, anything that's even further inland, if it rises a lot, gets picked up by the rising water and put in to the river, including trash and chairs and anything that floats or can be moved by water. And that all has to go somewhere. And so the problem here was there was this bridge that went over the water, and because of the height of the bridge and the level of the water, all of this debris couldn't go under the bridge. And it stayed there at this bridge and eventually clogged the water flow, creating a temporary reservoir, which when the clog finally abated, now it's like a dam break. And all of that water that was held back now goes sweeping through everything downriver and taking people out. And the people that filed this lawsuit were the ones that were like, yeah, we were the one, they even described it as a tidal wave. We were the one that were hit by that tidal wave. And
Tragic.
I mean, this one man managed to save his two, you know, children. I think there were 7 and 10, but he lost his two twin infants.
Yeah, he was holding
them. And he couldn't save them. And, I mean, it is really a tough
scenario.
Well, here's the thing. I'm the plaintiff's lawyer, right, Denise and Todd? Yet I'm going to argue both sides, right? I'm just arguing both sides. And those of you cannot use this in a court of law when I have a case going against someone as a plaintiff. But just the defense argues, and this is the typical argument, is, well, number one, they're saying this is and they're using the appropriate words, an unprecedented and extraordinary event is what the railroad is saying. But here's the thing that Todd brought up. How do you avoid, as a business or a railroad, the massive amounts of debris and logs that are coming from the side of the banks of this creeks when there's massive flooding? And it was a massive rains, right? How do you do that? How do you stop that? I don't know. How can you stop that?
You know, I think that the plaintiffs on that kind of argument
mm-hmm.
are going to come back with this, because you mentioned that not only is CSX, the railroad company, being sued, but there's also a private individual, husband and a wife, that is being sued because of the proximity of their land and what they allowed the railroad to use. Their land is right next to this bridge. And the railroad used that land as a runoff for water when it would get high, including debris that would go into their land. And then when the river got high again, it would pick up that debris, because they never moved it, and put it back into the river, and it would clog it up. And so if I'm the plaintiff, I'm arguing, how can you say that this is unprecedented when you took measures previous to this to contract with these private individuals to use their land as a reservoir for overflow of water and debris when this kind of thing happens? So you're arguing that this is unprecedented, but by the same token, well, it was on your radar enough for you to take these measures, as inadequate as they might have been. And so that if I'm plaintiff, I come back with that. Right?
Well, you know what else the plaintiffs are arguing? Okay, let's assume that's the case, that you did everything you could to, but once this dam began to dam up behind your culvert slash bridges, whatever, why didn't you call and you had sufficient time to warn the people and the police down river, down creek, we got a problem. Tell everybody to get out.
That's what I think. I think that's really, I think that's a winning argument.
Where's the backhoe crew to come in to get debris out as it builds up so that the water can keep flowing? Once you see that it's backed up and you know, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist or even a very good engineer to come out and say, you know, this this little temporary dam here wasn't built by
beavers.
Which would probably be pretty strong from an integrity standpoint. It wasn't built by the any engineers with training. This is going to give away at any time, and that water, that's a lot of water, right?
Right.
Yeah, I also think remember when there was a discussion about clearing the forest for forest fires because so many trees were down? That didn't happen. California practically burned to the ground. Well, that's the same kind of argument. Well, then why didn't you clean it up beforehand? Because the guys who are being sued say, well, that wasn't anticipatable. We didn't think it. We knew it could flood, but certainly not to this level. This is crazy.
Well, that's their defense smartest thing is just stick to that. It's as... Now, first of all, they followed all the proper federal regulations. That's going to be – this is what this is about, guys, is about expert testimony.
I was going to say that. This is going to be a fight of the experts.
Yeah, and they're going to talk about what they did. They followed proper – you know, defendants are going to say, we followed the proper federal regulations and went above them. There's nothing we could have done, and, quote, it was an act of God, as they say, but they used the proper words, which was more – an unprecedented and an extraordinary event, which is what the defendant's going to argue. And then yet the plaintiffs, like we said, we brought up, man, the good argument is, guys, you had this issue before. You had it in New York. You've had these issues. And by the way, why don't you just make a phone call and say, we got problems. Why don't you bring the excavator down during that time period? And you saw that it was coming down pretty hard. You should have taken care of that. So that's why lawyers are busy and making money. And
now the experts are coming.
Oh, they make good money. So anyway, we're going to watch this case and see what happens, but we're going to come back when we're done. Look, we're going to hold it off for hour number two, because hour two, just so you know, some stations carry us full time, all 3 hours. We're a 3-hour show. If not, go to radiolawtalk.com. And then you can click the live button and listen to us live. And then that way you don't miss Cal talking to us when that's the funnest part of this whole show. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and we appreciate the fact that you are. And stay tuned. There's more coming up.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.